Hi, this is Mark Cuban. Everybody knows I'm the Mavs' number one fan. What? You think you are? Then prove it at the HPInsider.com. See you soon.
When you're playing any NFC East team, they can be a bad team, a good team, it doesn't matter. When you play against them, you're going to get their best.
That is DeMarcus Ware, and that is the problem. Whether they're bad or good, you're going to get the Redskins' best. And that's what's going to happen this Sunday as the Redskins come to town to play the Dallas Cowboys. This is the Michael Irvin Show, 103.3 FM ESPN. We're waiting on Jerry Gray. He is the defensive backfield coach of the number one pass defense in the National Football League. At least they were last week. I have not checked this week. But they played very well. They played very well defensively here. Now, Clarence, do we have him yet?
Which is interesting.
We're efforting to get him.
Okay. Yeah. We're talking about, and he, you know, he just hit me saying, okay, Carl, I know he was waiting on us. They were coming off the football field, too. We're talking about the guys running the ball more. You're playing one of the top pass teams, defensive teams, in the league. Jerry comes out and makes these comments. You don't think they've already discussed running the ball, knowing what they're getting ready to play? And speaking of getting ready to play, I don't know if that goes over so good over here, Coach Gray, playing that Hail to the Redskins song. But with the job you're doing with that secondary and that defense over there,
I got to
give you a little love. How are you, Coach?
Oh, man, I'm doing good. Doing good, just taking it easy, trying to relax before we get on the plane.
Oh, you guys getting on the plane, getting ready to come down here for this big game. Coach, tell us, how do you guys see this game?
Well, you know, to me, I think it's going to be a physical game. You know, every game that the Cowboys and Redskins play, it's a big game. But it's going to be, I think it's going to be more physical. The big guys up front probably have to take over the game, you know. Just from watching the game last week with Dallas against Green Bay, didn't run the ball a lot. You know, you got a really good runner there. Well, really three of them. That's really good. But you got your big power runner inside. And you know, I think that's one of the things that they kind of got away from early. And all of a sudden being a passing game. So, to me, I think that they're probably going to come out and try to run the ball. And, you know, again, we got to run the football also to, you know, to be competitive.
Defensive backfield coach Jerry Gray of the Washington Redskins. They are at least at or near the top of the league in pass defense. Coach, right off the bat, let me ask you about Albert Haynesworth. He's been running around in a boot all week. Was he able to go today?
Well, he'll be ready to go on Sunday. Put it like that. That's a good thing. You know, and a lot of times, you know, you can see what Abbott has done really for our defense. You know, created a double team for himself, but it singles up a lot of other guys around him. Our sacks are way up. You can see, like you said, our pass defense was number one in the NFL, you know, and because we got those guys rushing one-on-one, it give us a chance, you know, again, you don't have to cover as long, and then the quarterback got to get rid of the ball a lot earlier.
Jerry Gray here on the Michael Irvin Show, defensive backfield coach for the Redskins. You know, Jerry, you were a great player in your own day, and you've been around a long time, and you've seen this Cowboy team now with Terrell Owens and without Terrell Owens. As you look at this pass offense, what do you see in terms of Miles Austin and the way that Witten is being used since T.O. is gone?
Well, to me, I think what happens is when you look at when they had Terrell Owens, really good player within himself, but it seemed like there was a lot of things designed to go to Terrell Owens. Right now, without T.O. being there, you got a lot of things. You can go to Miles Austin. You can go to Witten. You can go to Roy. I mean, you got a lot of different weapons on that offense, and you don't have to isolate those guys or put them in a special play. And that way, I think they're a whole lot more balanced. You know, Roy is the guy that can make all the athletic plays. You look at Miles Austin, he's making a lot of effort plays. I mean, every time you see him making a play, it's work, work, work. And that's really what you want out of your guys, other than having to sit there and pamper them, because if you got guys that are working, they're going to be a much better teammate to the guy next to them, which that's why you see, again, if you double Witten, Miles Austin gets off. If you see you try to come over to Austin, Roy Williams gets off. But those are the things I think they've done a lot better job this year without having to isolate one guy.
Coach Gray here on the Michael Irvin Show. Coach, now, you said a couple things in there, and I want your answer on this. Which is more difficult to design a defense for if you're the Washington Redskins, if it's the T.O. Cowboys or the Cowboys as they are, in which is more difficult to design a defense for, and which of these two would you be most afraid of?
Well, right now, to me, I think what the Cowboys are right now, it's harder to design a defense around, you know, and that's to say we're going to stop this guy, and this pretty much puts them, you know, now they got to go to the second option, those type of things. I think they're a lot better offense overall. Now, as far as fear, if you got number 81 in the jersey and he catches the ball, you're not going to catch it. So I think there's two different things there.
That's why I asked, Coach.
He puts more fear in you because you better stop him or it will be a touchdown compared to more balanced offense they have right now. I mean, you look at them, you know, that they're the number four offense in the league. And when you look, you say, well, they don't have that fear guy. But what they do is they score points and they win games. So to me, I think you become a better team other than saying, I got one guy that'll put fear in your heart, and if you don't cover him, then you're going to go for a touchdown.
Jerry Gray, the defensive backfield coach for the Washington Redskins on the Michael Irvin Show. Coach, you're 3-6, but you've been in most of these games, and nobody overlooks that defense, pass defense or the rush defense of the Washington Redskins. But you've had some bumps, and this Carlos Rogers thing from last week,
he
gets yanked out of that game with Denver. Where does that stand, and why did that happen?
Well, I mean, to me, Carlos is going to play. You know, you look at the situation of the game, and a lot of people are looking at one isolated deal. What I do as a defensive back, I look at it and see if there's a pattern. You know, 2 weeks ago, he gave up a double cut on 3rd and 23 to a really good receiver. But again, there was something wrong, you know. And then you give up a double cut to the receiver. And what I found out is that he was basically taking his eyes to the quarterback and not focusing on the wideout. And at that time, I thought that, you know what, this is a good chance for us to have a chance to win the game if we can take away their best receiver, which we did. You know, he caught two big plays. I think it was like 115 yards on two plays. One was a bust. The other one was a double cut. But besides that, they finished the game with 185 yards passing. So we kind of buttoned down. The guys got the message that we were trying to send, and that is, hey, you got to focus on what your job is and not do something out of the character of the defense. And I'm not saying he was trying to, but that's what his technique led him to do, and he got beat. So, and then after that, you know, we came on and won the game against Denver. And that's really what it is. You know, he's going to play this week, but the thing that you have to do every week is you've got to go back to your fundamentals, and that's what you get in off season. And a lot of guys tend to skip that part of off season, and they want to get that fundamentals during training camp, and you don't have time to do that anymore.
Hey, Coach, you're talking to Coach Gray. Here on the Mike Orvin Show, you talk about guys that love to make plays and sometimes get away from the fundamentals because they want to make that play. And they rely on their ability of what they're reading and what they've seen in game film. Guys like D'Angelo Hall. Mm-hmm. And D'Angelo Hall, and I love D'Angelo Hall's style of play. I love his aggressiveness and everything. But D'Angelo Hall will try to make a play. He's that kind of a guy. He's a playmaker. How do you keep that guy from going outside of what the team is trying to do?
Well, I mean, to me, I think if you look at D'Angelo Hall's career, over his career, he's made plays. And you know, I put D'Angelo in the same category as Asante Samuel, Champ Bailey. Those guys.
Yeah, me too, Coach. Plays. Me too.
And when you look at them, you say, well, it's not the traditional way. He doesn't backpedal here. He doesn't look inside. But what happens is you have to be smart enough as a coach to adjust your teaching to the guy's playmaking ability. And I understand that. And I understand that, you know, if this guy's making plays with what he brought to the table, don't take that away. Don't make him do something that he can't do. But if you don't make plays and you've never been a playmaker, then it's my time to coach. And you can see that's the difference between D'Angelo and Carlos Rogers. Carlos Rogers was never a playmaker on the ball, so all of a sudden you can't play like D'Angelo. You got to do
that. That's
why
I was getting the coach. That's because you know that's what happens. He sees D'Angelo's doing it.
Of course, and that's what happens because what happens is he doesn't understand the dynamics of what God gave D'Angelo. God gave D'Angelo great closing speed, great eyes, great vision, and can go get the football out the air when the ball is in the air. And he may not have given you that. So you can't try to take what somebody else that you don't have. And if you try to put that in your game, you fail. I mean, because Carlos is a really good corner, he has to play within himself. He's a more physical guy. He's more like Antoine Winfield to me. He'll come up and smack you, do those things, So don't try to be a cover corner when you're not.
Yeah, that's soon to be head coach right there, Jerry Gray talking. Jerry, talking like that, that's head coach stuff, Coach. I say to people, you got to put guys in position to win. You got to let them do what they do best and push them towards that, regardless of what they're saying.
Well, one last question for you, Coach. This is a huge rivalry, the Redskins and the Cowboys. Do the players that you have on that team now, do they understand the Redskin-Cowboy rivalry?
Of course. I mean, I grew up in Texas. So you know, I grew up with Tony Dorsett, the Calvin Hills, the Roger Staubachs, the Drew Pearson, Preston Pearson. So I tell them the history of the game, because to me, if you don't know the history of the game, why play? You know, you have to know what this is at stake. This is almost like a Miami, Florida State, a Texas, Oklahoma. That's the type of game that this game is, and you've got to be real lucky to play in a game like this in the NFL, because you don't normally have rival games. But when you do, you got to be able to get it up. I mean, and if you can't, the other team is going to blow you out. And, I mean, and that's what this season is really about. This is about Texas and Oklahoma, the Miami, the Florida State, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Washington Redskins, because those are big rival games, and you want to win those rival games, trust me.
So you'll be ready. Coach, thanks so much, Coach. Appreciate it.